Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Friday, the 2nd of November 2012, and welcome to this week's Wholesome Bites. Early in the week, I posted a new recipe for a peri and almond pudding. Peri, if you don't know what it is the non-commercial name for what you may know as pear cider. If you're from Ireland, you'll probably know the name Ritz. Okay, I didn't use Ritz in the pudding. I had quite a large bottle of an artisan pear cider or peri in the bottom of the fridge, which is just as well because it took 30 puddings until I perfected the recipe. But there you go. There's a gluten-free peri and almond pudding on the website. On Wednesday, it was Halloween. Had a great time out with the kids trick-or-treating. Well, it's called trick-or-treating nowadays, but when I was growing up, it was called the trek to help the Halloween party. I'm so showing my age. But I was left with a good lot of kale. Now, in Irish households, I've noticed that kale, or curly kale in particular, is the one thing that seems to appear on menus in households coming up to Halloween. But once the 31st of October passes, there's very few Irish families that would still cook with kale. I've noticed a good few people in and around the neighbourhood putting fronds of kale into their brown bins, that's their composting bins. So this is a no-cook recipe that uses up raw kale, keeps in the fridge for up to a month in a sealed jar. So do check it out. The kids loved it. I did have to kind of conceal the information from them a little bit and serve up the kale pesto and afterwards tell them what it was, but they haven't turned up their noses since, and the 13-year-old absolutely loved it. And after Halloween, we were left with a good few kind of sugary treats in the house. A couple of mini treats, mini chocolate bars. So I've come up with a recipe that will use up leftover chocolate in the house. And I know it's not going to be good just for Halloween. I'm sure there'll be leftover chocolate after Christmas and maybe even Easter as well. So I think it's a recipe that can be used up all year round. So that'll go up in the blog probably first thing tomorrow morning, because today I've been counting my blessings. Well, every day I count my blessings, and not to come over all Pollyanna on you, and if you've read the book you'll know what I mean, but at the end of every day when I was younger I got into the habit of taking a notebook and writing down at least one good thing or one blessing that had happened during the day, not in a religious way but as in counting and appreciating the good things that have happened to me. Now I've grown out of using the notebook, but at the end of every day I do count my blessings, and today I've got a big blessing to count, and that is that it is the baby's first birthday. And when I see the little determined daredevil pelting around the place, being such a bundle of fun, interacting with us all and being healthy, and I just can't help appreciating how lucky we are to have such a wonderful child.